Primaries are coming up on Tuesday, September 10th. Voters will go to the polls in 11 states and the District of Columbia to choose party candidates for the midterm elections in November. NPR's political editor Ken Rudin joins us to talk about some of the states with close races. One that's being watched with great interest from the White House is the Democratic primary in Florida. Democrats are picking a candidate to run against the president's little brother, Governor Jeb Bush, who's running for re-election.
That's right, Linda. If there's one place they're still fighting the election of 2000, it's in Florida. A lot of Democrats blame Jeb Bush for Al Gore's defeat. They say that he's part of the cabal that denied him the presidency, and they really look forward to knocking off Jeb Bush with great relish. The problem for the Democrats is that all along Janet Reno was leading the field, but all along the polls showed that she would clearly lose to Jeb Bush in November. Along comes Bill McBride, a wealthy Tampa attorney. He got the endorsement of the teachers union, the state AFL-CIO. He is a much better candidate, a much stronger campaign organization, much more money, and he has narrowed the gap to the polls where it's about even. Matter of fact, Jeb Bush realizes the danger of Bill McBride. He's run negative ads against McBride, too.
The United States Senate is in Democratic hands today by just one vote. So obviously, every Senate race is being closely followed. One of the most interesting will be in New Hampshire. Much depends upon which Republican wins the party nomination to run against a popular candidate and a proven vote getter, one of the women governors around the country, Jean Shaheen.
That's right. Senator Bob Smith is a two-term Republican. Basically, his fate was sealed in a way when he stood up in the Senate dramatically in July of 1999, denounced the Republican Party for selling out its principles, resigned, quit the party to run an independent bid for president. Now, he came back to the fold 4 months later, but basically, Republicans were furious with this act of betrayal. Congressman John Sununu, the son of the former governor and the White House chief of staff in the first Bush administration, Sununu has challenged Smith. They're both conservatives, but basically the issue is Smith's betrayal and who would be a stronger Republican in November against Jean Shaheen.
Now, there are a number of interesting women running around the country. Women candidates in Florida and New Hampshire. Also in North Carolina, Liddy Dole, who is married to former Senator Robert Dole. She wants the Senate seat being vacated by Senator Jesse Helms. We know that she is way ahead on the Republican side of the primary. Is she also going to be the winner in November?
Well, the polls say she is. We have to see what happens in Tuesday's primary. Erskine Bowles is the leading Democratic candidate, a multimillionaire, the former Clinton chief of staff, to be associated with Bill Clinton in North Carolina in a state that Bill Clinton lost twice may be questionable. But Erskine Bowles has long roots in North Carolina. His father ran for governor 30 years ago. The name Bowles is a familiar one. He's basically being attacked by his fellow Democrats for his roles on corporate boards. Usually we've seen Republicans being attacked this year on that theme. Erskine Bowles is one of the rare Democrats to be attacked on that theme. Now, the question is, if the attacks hold, if it works, Dan Blue, who's an African-American, the former Speaker of the State House, could benefit. But again, Bowles has so much more money. Bowles should face Liddy Dole in November.
Ken Rudin, the elections, these primary elections, are taking place in a charged atmosphere, the day before the 9/11 anniversary, at a time when there is considerable debate among leaders and in the press about the possibility of war in Iraq. Do you think that affects the vote this week? Does it set the stage for the election in November?
Well, it could. I mean, that's the great unknown about this election. Given the fact there's only one seat difference in the Senate and 12 on the House, this was going to be a tough race to call anyway about who's going to win in November. But, I mean, there's still a feeling here that nobody knows what's going to happen. A few weeks ago, all anybody was talking about were Democratic issues, prescription drugs, corporate responsibility, saving Social Security, Medicare reform, things like that. That was helping Democrats. Democrats were on the offensive. Now the only thing people are talking about seems to be Iraq. And I think if the debate in November, if the election is more about whether to go to war in Iraq as opposed to Enron and the falling stock market, Republicans can only benefit because when the domestic issues were being raised, Democrats were rising in the polls. You know, we talk about whether there'll be a rally around the president effect. We saw in the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962, which happened just a few weeks before the election, Democrats were again losing ground. But with President Kennedy's response to it, Democrats came back and kept their losses to a minimum. It's very possible that we could see, if the debate centers around the president and his conduct of the war against Iraq, a possible war against Iraq, there could be a rally around the president factor.
Ken Rudin is NPR's political editor. Ken, thanks very much.
Thank you, Linda.